Welcome to Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can also go to the website, www.guardiantalkradio.com, and you can live stream us from your computer if you're not someone with a really fancy telephone, because otherwise you could download the app and you can listen to us on your phone as well. This evening, I have two guests in the studio with me tonight to speak about the upcoming Bahamas International Film Festival. So first, I will greet Leslie Vanderpool, the founder and executive director of BIFF.
Hi, great to be with you this evening, and we're so proud to be celebrating 13 years of the Bahamas International Film Festival.
I was born on the 13th, so for me 13 is a great number.
Cool.
No, an awesome number.
13. And my dad is born on the 13th.
My husband as
Everything's
well.
13.
Exactly, everything's 13.
But we don't have 13 films. We have 99 films, 33 feature films, and 63 short films from 26 countries.
Wow, that's incredible. That was going to be my first question, but you already beat me to the punch. How long has it been going? So 13 years. How has it developed in those 13 years?
Amazingly.
Give the listeners like a little background.
Background.
You know, how it started.
We've discovered
as your little
talent.
Mom and pop business.
Yeah. One being raising $1 million for a local filmmaker through a screenwriter's residency program, introducing Maria Govan Rain to Nate Cohn, who helped her establish, who you met at the Cannes Film Festival. We're all about
Leslie's
networking.
Talking to our other guest.
We're all about.
We should introduce in a minute, but anyway.
We're all about the visual culture.
Yeah.
We're all about showcasing films that are finished and also about developing and educating those screenplays into a visual culture, like your show. We have had Lee Daniels, who was not even known when we showcased his film, look what he's achieved. Mm. We have gone on to have major films win Oscars. We've gone on to showcasing over 80 to 100 Bahamian films made by Bahamian filmmakers or residents of the Bahamas or international filmmakers who actually want to talk or showcase the Bahamas through their subject or film. And we continue to grow. Every year is new. We have new venues. Mm-hmm. This year we're extending it not just Galleria JFK, but Galleria Marathon Mall.
Oh, good. Close to me. Excellent.
And we're opening the film festival in Harbor Island.
In Harbor Island. I saw
from
that.
From the 5th to the 8th with the Screenwriters Residency Program. And the mentors that we have there are incredible. Kurt Wimmer, who's the writer of Total Recall and Point Break. And we have Jib Palemas, who's a producer of Laura Croft, Tomb Raider, The Mechanic, Expendables 2. Last year, we had Vince Gerard as the creator of Games of Thrones. So we have these huge industry professionals that come to the festival and nurture screenwriters. So we've selected 6 screenwriters to be a part of this program. One Bahamian filmmaker, screenwriter is involved, Jason Darcy. We're really, really excited to have him. Maybe we will have that film made in the next 5-7 years, like we have.
Which is actually not that long for people that aren't familiar with the film industry. It sounds like a long time, but 5-7 really is not.
Here's an example. You know, the closing night film in Nassau, December 11th, is called Bazodi. And this film was written by Claire Ains, who is a Trinidadian writer. And she won the Screenwriters Residency Program in 2008. Mm-hmm. And this year, we will be premiering it at the Bahamas National Film Festival.
So it really started with you and ends here?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's beautiful. And that closing night film has... called Bazodi has Michelle Montano in it,
wow,
which is a huge Soca artist,
yeah, huge
as we know.
Soca, yeah.
And then we're celebrating the closing night with another Soca artist, Benjai. Mm-hmm. It's all about the opening night in Rawson Square. We're having the Junkanoo Bleachers. We're showcasing a double feature, which means we're showcasing two films and actually one Bahamian short in between. And our guest here is Derek Burrows, and then Bahamian educator, professor, writer, documentarian, guitarist, everything, talented Derek Burrows, who wrote a film, has a documentary called Before the Trees Was Strange. And I remember seeing you at the Cannes Film Festival, seeing the trailer, and you inviting us to see the film.
The Rough Cut.
And this film had to be told.
And so, how long ago was this that you saw it in Cannes?
Well, Derek's film was not in Cannes. Rough Cut was
you
not
just
in Cannes.
Into each other.
The Rough Cut was in January.
All right.
Yeah, I was doing some just sort of selected screenings of the film.
Yeah. Now, well, now your bio before we went on the air, I was like, I got to make sure I know who everybody is, right? And it says you're a storyteller and musician. So how did you become a filmmaker? I mean, obviously, it's part of storytelling.
I've been shooting film for a long time, mm-hmm. And I've done various shorts and various things. But, you know, storytelling is about visual. Storytelling mm-hmm. is about using words to create images. And film just is just another extension of that.
Mm-hmm. So, I was looking a little bit about the films. It's really sort of going through an archive of films that you've been keeping your whole life somehow. And
right. I started shooting, I guess, about 30 years ago, and I've always been a kind of folklorist, collecting material, and being a storyteller, traveling throughout the world, telling Bahamian stories and African stories. That's basically a tradition bearer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, photographing and filming is just a part of that. And the film is a very personal documentary, and it does use footage from 30 years ago.
You would never be able to tell the world your story in another form. You know, film is the direct vessel
right.
where you have compiled 70, 82 minutes of it to showcase your life and how you thought your life was. And the world, I think the Bahamian community is going to be, it's a riveting subject matter.
Well, so
on
to tell people
race.
About the subject matter, exactly, because well, those of us, the people listening, so tell us right. a little bit about the film, how it came together, and like what, you know, what it's a quote unquote
Well, the film
about.
Really, it's a personal documentary that looks at race and how we see race. And a part of it, on one level, looks at the social construct of race and how it differs from that to America, where I lived for a long time. But it's also how, it's about a film about love and forgiveness, and it's a film about, in some ways, how racism is often more about love than it is about hate. And that's a very sort of deep subject that one can go into for a very long time. But it also looks at family, what happens within families. And in this film, it looks at a situation within my family and especially with my mother, and how we as children grew up with a myth that then had to be changed in some way.
And it changed through DNA, the modern way of actually right. finding out one's conceptual.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a very common thing these days, right? To find out, like, where am I from? Who am I? Am mm-hmm. I really from this tribe or that mm-hmm. tribe? And DNA is one
and
way
finding
to do
out,
it.
And finding out quite some surprises very often.
Quite some surprises, yeah. Yes.
It's interesting because we're about to open our next national exhibition. And the one we actually had 2 years ago, specifically having myself been home for a few years and, again, come into all these very different ideas about race and are prevalent in other parts of the world. And as you move from one place to the other, it always changes.
But it hits further than that. It's not just about race amongst
sure.
the community. It's race amongst the family.
Yeah,
like
no,
their
of
family
course, which is how
members
it here
who,
really plays out yeah. in a very yeah. interesting way, in a very
yeah.
specific
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
And our show 2 years ago asked artists to make work based on Bahamian identity seen through the lens of race, class, and privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like this film really like hits a lot of those key.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting when people have seen the rough cuts of this film, how people get engaged in this conversation. They start to look at within their own families and look at what's going on in the stories within their families.
This film opens the box where we are going to be having conversations about what our family structure, one's family structure, mm-hmm. not the outside community, what our own, like what we believe, where we believe we come from, who we mm-hmm. who we are as individuals. And it's quite sad. I mean, I was brought to tears watching your film because it's so well made, and also what you've done over the years. But not only that, but like, I'm thinking about your aunts and your uncles that had this myth that they were something, and then you provided them their roadmap.
Well, I think we have to say what the myth was because people
we can't,
listening.
Because they have to see
they have to see the film. Okay, so anyway, it has to do with identity. All right.
Yes.
Crisis
and identity. Who you are, finding out you might not be who you thought you were. Is that vague
absolutely.
Enough?
Yes, absolutely. That's good. That's very good.
You may be Chinese, Indian. I don't know.
Well, right. I think now people are really finding that out, right? I mean, I think even people, you know, living in the middle of Europe find out that actually they have a gene that goes back to Africa as well. So, I mean, I think that's what's so right. interesting now with DNA theory, you know, the abilities is that you can really trace these networks.
You have choices.
And also, I think it's a very powerful statement about how we are all actually connected.
Yes.
Rather than how we're divided.
Yes.
So, you know, we tend to always, you know, when you look at the superficial, it's all about how are we different and how are we different from one another. But when you then look really microscopically on the inside. Yes. It's how we're all connected.
And the first film that we're showing before his film called Blind with Alec Baldwin, Demi Moore, and Dylan McDermott, that also has to do with your class structure. You know, just because you may have money or may have a professional background doesn't mean that your choices that you make are the right ones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. In fact, quite often they can go very wrong in a big way.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break and then come back to speak more about, in general, about the Bahamas International Film Festival and specifically about Derek Burrows and his work and how it is to come home and show at a festival here. Yeah. Etc. So I have two guests with me this evening. I have Leslie Vanderpool, who's the founder and executive director of the Bahamas International Film Festival, which is currently in its 13th year. And that's opening in Harbor Island on December 5th and in New Providence in Rawson Square, which is, I want to ask you about, that's very exciting, on December 8th. And she's in the studio with us, and Derek Burrows, a filmmaker who will be showing at the Bahamas International Film Festival, but also an international storyteller. A musician, and from the Bahamas originally. So we're going to be right back after this break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break. And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, we also have a Facebook page, like everybody these days. So facebook.com/NAG Blank Canvas. Capital N, capital A, capital G, capital B, Lank Canvas. So it's not two B's. And go there and you can look at our picture and you can thumbs up and you can leave comments and things like that. So tonight I have two guests in the studio with me. We're speaking about film, Bahamian film and international film. So I have Leslie Vanderpool, the founder and executive director of the Bahamas International Film Festival. And I have filmmaker, storyteller, musician, folklore historian, Derek Burrows, brother of Philip.
Philip,
yes.
David, mm-hmm. Stephen. David.
Yeah, okay, the incredible Dion. Family. What an incredible family. Oh, my gosh. So, and we're here talking about the film festival in general and the one that's upcoming and opening Harbor Island on the 5th and in New Providence on the 8th. When does this, did you open in Rawson Square last year?
This is the first time ever.
I remember
that,
exactly.
It's been my dream for 13 years. I've always wanted to open the festival in the middle of downtown, just having a huge screen in the middle of the pulse of our city. And what an amazing opportunity to showcase a Bahamian film from one of our most talented families of our country. And, you know, I'm getting goosebumps. Each film has its own story. We're showing 99 films in 26 countries. We have five Bahamian films.
That's amazing.
We have eight films.
Five Bahamian films out of that? That's a lot
and
for a little tiny country, eh?
We have eight Bahamians in films at the festival, mm-hmm. meaning that there are Bahamian actors in U.S. films.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, also films that were made by people in the U.S. about Bahamas. One called Live Cargo, which is directed by Logan Sandler and has Dree Hemingway, the granddaughter of Ernest Hemingway,
mm-hmm.
and Keith Stanfield, who's in Dope and a few other films that you may know. Very up and coming actor. And this film is about human smuggling, human cargo in the Bahamas. It's a great, great, amazing film that everyone must see. But, you know, we're just so excited. We've always wanted to just bring the festival to the Bahamian
So is that open to the public, or how does the public get involved?
All
so
of the
if there's an awesome movie in Rawson Square, I guess on the 8th of December, what time?
Right. The doors open at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And the start time is 6 p.m. And we have a double feature. So anybody can come and mm-hmm. watch the film. The general ticket price is $20. Mm-hmm. We are giving away complimentary tickets. Mm-hmm. If you would like to give away some tickets on your
yes,
show.
Yes, we are. We're gonna actually, since we're not live, because I don't have enough time to deal with all the phone calls. we are taping. So we're going to do a, on our Facebook page, when this show is airing, so as you're listening to it, you have to go to our Facebook page. We're going to have some questions up there, and whoever answers, I'm going to be monitoring that, and whoever answers those questions will be winning free prizes. So we'll do that in the last segment of the show, so you have to keep listening.
Everybody loves free prizes. And
then, I know, right? Free prizes, tickets.
And then we have the VIP ticket, which is $100. That includes a culinary surprise by one of our talented culinary artist in the Bahamas, Freddie Van Bruegel.
Yes.
We have beverages. We have a performance by Ronnie Butler, and we have the meet and greet. And so $20 for general and the VIP tickets. Those tickets can be found at the National Art Gallery Bahamas.
Indeed.
Or Club One or our film festival office. And or you can purchase it online, and our website is www.bintlfilmfest.com, or just Google Bahamas International Film Festival. And we are always looking for people who can come out and see all of the films at Galleria JFK, Galleria Mall, and Pirates Republic Brewery, a new venue on Woods Rogers Wharf. And
so you can drink some good beer while you're watching the movie. That sounds very civilized.
And all tickets for general films are $4.
$4
for all films.
$4.
$4.
That's so cheap.
And if you're a student or senior, it's $2.
Oh my gosh.
There's no reason why anyone should not be coming. This is their film festival. It's important for everybody to celebrate cinema. We are screening arts through cinema, and it's a wonderful way that Hollywood comes to the Bahamas during mm-hmm. this time. It's a wonderful way if you want to break into the industry as a writer, actor, director.
Get your schmoozing in,
and you meet amazing people.
And also you get to see films you generally don't get to see.
Right, exactly.
This is
but on the big
because
screen, which
on the
is, I think,
screen.
So important, because, you know, we can all go to Netflix later on, but it really loses so much of its quality. So I think that's what's important. So are you going to be going to all the
films?
And
not only that, the filmmakers are coming. The filmmakers are coming, so you get to ask them questions.
Yeah. And how is it for you, as a son of the soil, as we say? What does it mean to you to be showing here in this film festival?
Tell you the truth, I'm still in shock. I really have no... I mean, I think about this and I think, this is not really real, you know, because I've lived away from home for such a long time. Mm-hmm. So the thought of actually showing this film, which is, again, this personal family film, and to see, you know, my country on a big screen in Rawson Square is, I think I'm going to take some Valium or something.
You don't need to do that. You just ride your goosebumps.
Ride the wave. I know. I'm very excited about it.
It must be quite emotional.
I mean, I've been working on this film for 3 years, mm-hmm. and this is sort of born out of performances that I do in the mm-hmm. States and the work that I do around questions about race mm-hmm. and family and culture. Mm-hmm. And so it's been this 3 years, which is now obviously a very short time to make a film when we think about some films much longer.
Yeah.
But it's been an intense 3-year period of writing, editing, getting feedback, going back, you know, just that constant work, and then to actually have it finished. I mean, it's just, I don't really quite believe it yet.
And most film festivals, you'll get comments from the audience through the questions that they mm-hmm. have or the responses that they have. And
well, especially a Bahamian audience.
Yeah. And one important aspect I want to mention is that we won't be hearing their comments necessarily because we're getting Hush to provide the silent headphones. So you'll be able to enjoy the film in the comfort of your own hearing.
Oh, how cool.
So that is also a part of the VIP ticket.
Which is great because, to me, film...
A huge screen in the middle of Rawson Square.
Yes, I know.
Junkanoo bleachers
with the awesome sound.
Because sound is so incredible,
of course,
right, in film. Yeah. Sound informs us about so many mm-hmm. things. So that's always been a very important thing for me. Mm-hmm. And so that's great to have that. I mean, I would pay $100 to have those headphones myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes we used to make experiments when we were young and silly, and we'd watch films with the sound off to see, you know, and they lose so much if you don't have the music, or if you watch rough cuts and the music isn't in yet, for example, or the, you know, the sound effects aren't in. It really is such a total experience. And if you're somewhere where that's being, you know, there's a dissonance, then of course it will ruin. That's an amazing thing that you've got those headphones. That's incredible. Everyone's going to get them, just the VIP. The VIP tickets.
Tickets will get them.
Okay, yes. And the VIP tickets
are
how much?
Able to purchase the, you're able to rent the Hush headphones if you have a $20, it's just a $5 extra.
Amazing.
Oh, that's great.
So
that
do you find there's been an increased interest in what you're, the subjects you're tackling due to this all the recent stuff that's been happening in the States?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this work for such a long time.
Right, exactly. But now
recently it's been much more intense because of all the race stuff that's been going on in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I live mostly in Mexico these days, and there's a lot of race stuff going on in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's this combination between race and class.
And class, yeah.
But I find, yes, the conversations have been becoming more heated and more needed and more, intense. So yes, it's a crucial time.
And do you think people will understand this kind of story outside of the Bahamas?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's such a
unique.
I mean, I guess it's not unique, but
love is love. Yeah. Forgiveness is forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one of the things I say to kids when I'm working with kids as a storyteller, and we're talking about telling stories, I said, no matter where you go, everybody is jealous. Mm-hmm. Everybody feels pain, feels hate, feels love, feels, you know, everybody has those feelings. It's about emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So this story, even though this is a story about a Bahamian family, when I've shown this film to groups, rough cut screenings, everybody relates to it based on their culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes, it's universal.
Which is, I think, so important too, because I think one thing we tend to do on the island, and probably, you know, in every country, but specifically here, is feel like so many of our issues are just our issues.
Ah, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when then again you realize the connectivity, and that people are going through the similar story somewhere else in the world, even if it's somewhere completely different, like Poland. You know, but you'll find that these same.
Well, this is, yes.
I've occasionally had
a Bahamian see this film and say, well, they're not going to understand this because this is Bahamian. It's like, well, actually they do.
Mm-hmm.
This is life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody lives. Everybody eats. Everybody sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different.
And everyone has family drama.
Oh, yes.
You know, right? So once it's open in Rawson Square, so there's just the first night in Rawson Square, but then it goes into
the
cinemas, right?
We have a sneak peek in Harbor Island.
Okay, everyone go to Harbor Island, get on the fast ferry, get a plane.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about Harbor Island is that there's such a, you know, immediate, there's the focus is on the film festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small island. People are hungry for opportunities to see these thought-provoking films.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, it makes sense to travel.
Do they even have a cinema on Harbor Island?
We create a cinema.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, we make everything a special event.
Right.
And the one thing about this film, Before the Trees Was Strange, Derek Burrows' film, we have to travel it throughout the Bahamas. So, you know, the festival, hopefully, we'll be able to do that following the festival. But these are stories that are not isolated from Nassau or the Bahamas, but we must tell the world. We must go to the southernmost part of our island for people to actually see that they have a voice as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the storyteller is sharing their voice. I remember we had a film called Precious when Lenny Kravitz was here. This Q&A was like 30 minutes long, because seeing that subject matter about abuse, or seeing a subject matter that, you know, something, any film, you can be, it's very cathartic for some people, because they're like, oh my God, that's me on the screen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we've been doing a film series at the NAGB,
yeah.
And just once a month, and it's extraordinary often how long that conversation goes on afterwards.
It's
you
important.
Know, that we all bring the chairs around in a circle and we start talking, and it's really extraordinary.
Well, one goal of the festival is we have to raise social consciousness. I mean, of course, it's about entertaining, but you also have to be responsible showcase or person who distributes film to our public, and know that there's a message, whether it's to make you laugh, to make you cry, make you think. There's a venue, a safe place to come and see quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, which is so important. Because again, what we get here in the cinemas, let's not knock it, my kids love all those animated cartoons, but at the same time,
It's difficult, we're evolving, the digital age is getting much better. Yeah. You know, and 13 years ago I remember, you know, you would cringe to want to see a movie here, but now, you know, Galleria JFK and
the Shirley Street Sunshine Theater, they have great
you know, digital, you know, programming now.
Yeah. So okay, we're going to go to another quick break and then we'll come back and talk some more about what we're going to see. I also love to hear about some of the workshops, because yes, I didn't realize until this year that you were doing all these, you know, I always thought it was just the films, but I thought it was really interesting that you've got all this other programming too. So I'd love to come back and speak about that. So I have two guests in the studio with me tonight who you've been hearing from. Leslie Vanderpool, who is the founder and executive director of the Bahamas International Film Festival, which is now in its 13th year. And as we all agreed at the beginning of the show, 13 is a lucky number for us. So
I hope a lucky number for our bank.
There you go. And Derek Burrows, who's come home to premiere his film at the Bahamas International Film Festival, Before the Trees Was Strange. I can't give too much away because you have to go see it, but a film made up of probably 30 years of home filmmaking, and a story about family and love and loss and race and, you know, forgiveness and all those great things. There's more to say, but I can't, because you have to go see it.
It's one of my favorite documentaries this year.
So there you go. So we're going to be right back. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back with you after this short break. Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. It's that yellow building up on the hill, the one you drive past when you're going really fast down West Hill Street and taking that corner in front of St. Francis. And don't forget that the National Art Gallery is free always on Sundays for all Bahamians and all local residents. So there's no reason not to come and visit us. We are open the rest of the week as well, and it's always free for kids under 12, so don't forget to like pop in. We're going to be opening some pretty interesting shows on December 15th, the major one being the National Exhibition, which will feature 65 artists from in the country, outside of the country, coming back home to install their work. There will be poetry involved this year as well for the first time. So there'll be readings, there'll be workshops, there will be talks, but the big blast opening is on December the 15th. And please don't say you didn't come because you didn't get an invitation, because it's open to the public and I can't print 350,000 invitations. So this is an open invitation to everyone to join us at the opening of the National Exhibition on December 15th at 6 o'clock at the National Art Gallery. So a little plug for me right there, but we're going to go back to talk about the Bahamas International Film Festival, which is who my guests are this evening. I have Leslie Vanderpool in the studio with me. She is the founder and executive director of the International Film Festival here in our beautiful Bahamas. And we have also Derek Burrows visiting with us, who just landed yesterday and very kindly agreed to come on the show and speak about his film and participating in the festival. So what I wanted to actually ask you about, Leslie, too, was I saw, because you can actually buy tickets, by the way, at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. So if you want tickets for any of the movies, come to us. We're
actually
very happy
to
help.
Actually, you can only buy the special events.
Oh, only the special
National
events.
Art Gallery of Bahamas. Okay. But please go to Galleria JFK in Nassau from the 8th to the 11th, or Galleria Mall, or Pirates Republic, to just go and watch a movie for $4.
I can't believe how cheap it is.
Or for students or seniors, $2.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
So there's
it's
no
so
reason
great
why
you're
you
making.
Can't.
There's no reason. I mean, that is just...
Yeah,
I mean,
because you'll see films you never get a chance
exactly.
to see.
Exactly, and the regular movies. Yeah. I mean, I take my kids to see that, you know, you drop quite a bit of money. So that's a really good deal.
And also, we want to be mindful of the people who are hurting in our country financially.
Yeah, of course, and it's a nice thing to go do. So, but tell me a little bit, because I realized when I was looking through the program that you also do workshops and things like that as part of the whole festival.
Since 2005, and the festival started in 2004, but since 2005, we've taught children how to make film in a day. Mm-hmm. And this year, we've gone into the schools to make film in 3 weeks. So they actually learn everything, nuts and bolts, and they start, and they're editing this week. In 12 years, we've taught 800 students how to make film.
That's just incredible.
And we also make sure that we give them access to come and see the panel discussions, either if it's on acting, directing, editing, costume design.
Yeah, I saw exactly. There was one that I thought was really interesting.
If anybody is a designer in the country, you must go. Christopher Lawrence, he is a huge costume designer in LA. He does major wardrobe for the Mechanic. He does wardrobe for Demi Moore, Alec Baldwin, all of these amazing talents for films and commercials. And
You don't have access to these people generally.
Right, exactly.
So this is a chance to really go and
meet these people, exactly. Learn about what they do. Because again, so often when you're young, you just, if someone doesn't say this job exists, you don't have that vision. And
well,
this
is why it's so great, because when you have the access to these workshops, which when I was growing up, we didn't know anything about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have access through the film festival to go and take workshops and learn how to write a screenplay. And
and those prices are $10. And all the workshops are going to be at Pirates Republic Brewery. Which is downtown in
Okay, and where do you find the listing? So
the listing's on the website.
Okay, say it again.
www.bintlfilmfest.com, or you can call our office 698-1800. And go on our Facebook page. All the information is there. It's at BIFF242 or Bahamas Dance Film Festival. And it is really important to know that even if it's something that you're not interested in doing, that this is a place where you are going to just have Hollywood at your fingertips and just listen to what is available. If you're considering new career changes, or if you're trying to have your child make a decision as to other opportunities to go into.
And some of these are really good jobs. People working in the film industry, they do well, even electricians, gaffers, right? Yeah. But I think it's so important, because very often, in all countries in the world, but again, still very much here, very often parents will see their kids doodling or drawing or being, and they'll say, go back to your math and go back to your books. And I think it's because there's this mythology that, if you're artistic, you're going to end up living in a garret, and there's so many other things to do than be a painter.
And
everyone thinks if you draw, you're going to be a painter, right? But there's so many, like, as you said, film is just, storytelling, these are all forms of creativity.
Yeah, also, if you have a story to tell, and we all have a story to tell, but oftentimes we say, I'd like to be able to tell this story, and we tell it to our friends, but just imagine you can learn to write that story, you can learn to write a screenplay of that story, or document it and make a film of it.
And it's so, like, the Bahamas is embracing athletics here, sports. We have films about Arianna Vanderpool Wallace, who's starring in one called The Black Line, and also Rick Fox, his film called Game. And we're celebrating sports in film this year.
So even you jocks can come out and hang out with the artists.
Absolutely, yeah. We have films on running, documentary on running. This woman, she ran like 120 miles. She actually ran the whole state of New Jersey.
Wow.
And then we have Ariana's film about Olympic swimmers, debunking the myth of black people being able to swim. All the black Olympians came together and shared their view on what it's like to swim, and why back in many years ago, we weren't swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a documentary about her and other Olympians. We have the film that the Weinstein Company, along with Lexus, the car, put together a short film compilation, and Rick Fox is in that film called Game. So we have a panel discussion that the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture is partnering with, as well as Alive on all of the panel discussions.
Alive, the new phone company. We have to love them, my gosh, yes. I know, so the $120 plan is pretty awesome. Sorry, they're not paying me, but pretty awesome. But so you can call everywhere in the world.
But I tell you, Alive is really into engaging the culture.
The culture, artists,
and also the education component. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the reasons why they have aligned themselves with our education component. It is very, very important to know that when I was going to school here, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and I had the parents that supported me to do what I wanted to do. You no longer have to go abroad. You can come to the Bahamas National Film Festival, pursue your aspirations or your dream, or even go to your symposium on the 15th, and the world will open to you.
Exactly.
Just take advantage of what's available.
Do you feel that the Bahamas acknowledges enough what you've done, or that you do you feel like you that people understand?
My father said to me that I'm not on this earth to be acknowledged. I'm just on this earth to do. And
well,
when
that's
you start
true.
Acknowledging something, then it becomes something that you must receive some accolade for. And I just it's a passion that I've had for a very long time. And until I have this divine intervention of me being in the Bahamas and doing this, and every day I wake up, I'm like, why am I doing this? What do I, how do I move forward? There's so many roadblocks, and everybody will have roadblocks in their life, no matter what it is you do. But this is an opportunity that I've been given, and I'm willing to see it forward to make the best that it can be in the Caribbean and the world. And we actually last year, the film festival received the 25th coolest film festival in the world by Moving Picture.
And there are over 3,000 festivals in the world,
so that's,
by the way.
That's pretty awesome.
So that's pretty major. Yeah. I mean, I think any artist does what they do because that's what they do.
Of course.
They have to do it.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I meant more, not so much, do you think the audience is making the most of, because as you said, this opportunity is incredible for people.
Well, there are always
here.
People who will do so.
Yeah.
There'll always be people. But it takes a while. I mean, when this festival, I was around when this festival started. I was here when this festival started, and it was very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, it's grown. Mm-hmm. I mean, to have a showing in Rawson Square is pretty major.
That is.
And
major.
Also the closing night at Fort Charlotte.
At Fort Charlotte.
Cool. Yeah. So that will be on the 11th.
On the 11th.
Okay.
The
and what film are you showing on the 11th?
Bazodi.
Okay.
The film that won the 2008 Screenwriters Residency Program that Michelle Montano's in. And it's like Carnival all over again, with that film, Bollywood meets Carnival, a Trinidadian film, and we have Ben Jai performing after.
Fantastic.
But it is so important that we thank the Cabinet Office and Antiquities Monuments Committee for embracing the film festival, and the Police Commission, and all of our major partners, Alive, IRCA, Galleria, Pirates Republic Brewery, RBC, Royal Bank, the Hilton, Compass Point, Remora Bay. It takes a village to actually create an event that is so awesome.
Sounds like it takes
the
a
film
nation.
Festival.
Yes, really
and,
does.
And actually, the festival is celebrating 13 years, but we have a roadmap for 20 years.
Fantastic.
We know what we want to do. Yeah. We know how we want to contribute to the community, not just by showcasing films. You mentioned it perfectly. We have education components. How are we going to institutionalize that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the festival is going to be doing in the coming
years. I think it's great because you're actually also bringing creative ideas to the city, because that's what we talk about on the show too. It's not just about art. It's about how do we creatively change our environment
or how do
better?
We tell our stories without having
exactly.
an American or European
right.
come
and
here doing
and tell
that,
our
story.
Like using Fort Charlotte. I mean, it sits there. How many of us actually go very often? We don't. We don't really utilize that as a space. And I think that's a brilliant idea to bring the city up to Fort Charlotte and really use that space at night where it's going to be amazing.
Celebrate
I mean, when we were
beauty.
Kids, we used to go sit up there and watch the sunrise when you could,
And also
break
the
in.
the sound and light.
So I mean, that's a great idea, and I think it's going to show people the possibility then of what they can do, and maybe we'll see more things happening like that because people will be like, oh, look what she did. Yes. Look what the festival did.
Right.
That, what an awesome night. And that experience to sit under the stars and watch a movie like that. So, one hopes that will then have a knock-on effect, right? And it won't be just once a year that we see these kind of things happening.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why the film festival happens once a year is because it takes a budget do it.
Yeah.
And the resources are so surmountable that you can't just do it every month and every week. We've concentrated on putting a really great show on.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, we feel that we have gotten the recognition based on the people who actually copy the things that we do.
Yeah, well, there
so,
you go.
What
the sincerest form of flattery, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So So everybody, listeners want to know, who are the stars coming down this year? Who can they rub shoulders with?
Dylan McDermott.
McDreamy?
Yes. And we have a few, Benji. We have a few other surprises that I can't mention.
Okay,
right now.
So, yeah, but you know, that's what people want to know.
That's why you need
know,
to go
right?
to the event to see and mix and mingle with maybe, who knows, who would pop in and give you an autograph or two.
And take your selfies. And then what, Derek, what's the life of your film after this? Will it be going on the festival circuit now?
It's on the I've started the festival circuit. And I'm going to use it a lot in universities mm-hmm. and colleges. So now I'm working on writing tools and curriculum so that places can use the film. I show it on February 2nd in San Miguel de Allende.
San Miguel de Allende, yeah. My dad goes there a lot. Yeah.
So that's where I live. And part of the time.
When you're not roving the world as a traveling storyteller.
Yeah. And then I show it at a university in Boston that I do mm-hmm. some work in as well. Mm-hmm. I will show it at the college, at the University of the Bahamas.
Yeah, right. And we got it.
Sometime in January.
And I'll get you screened in the University of Georgia because we've partnered with them.
Great. Yeah, so I'm very interested in using this film to talk about so many issues that, mm-hmm. that you know, we're talking about, the issues of race, issues about family, culture. And so I got a small grant from Cable Cares to help write some tools
Great.
And curriculum so that we can use this in the Bahamas. And mm-hmm. what I'd love to do is get, you know, maybe have screenings eventually at the Dundas Theater and have people,
and the
students
NAGB.
Come in. And the NAGB, absolutely.
Because we actually now we have an MOU with UB. And so we're, okay. you know, and the whole point of that is to bring, is
Let's
to have
talk.
The gallery be really an extension of the campus
absolutely.
And have students feel like the gallery is theirs and they can use that resource. And so we love having students and people. And I think also the interesting thing about living here, even though it's so small, everywhere you go, it brings its different crowd, right?
Yeah.
And you've noticed that. Or whoever comes to do something, mm-hmm. they'll bring their group with
right,
them. And,
exactly.
and, you know, so the more little raindrops we can put, the bigger the circles will be and all connect. So that would be
And
wonderful.
My family is big enough to actually fill up any space. So.
That's a challenge.
It's so exciting. We have 1,500 seats in Rawson Square for you to come on down, and we're going to give lots of giveaways out.
Okay, well, listen, we have to do our trivia. Mm-hmm. We have to do our trivia thing. Wait, I've got to go find my questions. So let's just run through the basic. Let's give everyone the basic summary. So the 13th Bahamas International Film Festival.
December 5th through the 8th in Harbor Island, December 8th through the 11th in Nassau. The venues are Galleria JFK, Galleria Mall, and Pirates Republic Brewery. For information about where those are, you can go on our website, www.bintlfilmfest.com, or if you can't find it, call the office, 698-1800. We are going to be screening two feature films and one Bahamian short film called Carl's Presence for the opening night in Rawson Square. Bring your Hollywood glam Bahamawood on. We also have Ronnie awesome. Butler, who's performing. Our closing night is at Fort Charlotte, screening Basildi. And it's
and
all about
the 11th of Biff December
Carnival to Sunday, December 11th, and we're having Benji perform. In addition to the opening night and closing night, we have 99 films that are feature films that are documentaries or narrative, fiction. We have short films that are 31 minutes or less. You can see like 5 or 4 short films in one category for $4. You can see all the films except for the opening night and closing night.
I still can't believe how cheap the tickets are. So, you know, anyone out there, there's no excuse, really. $4 is crazy. And so the website is www.bintlfilmfest.com. And you can find the whole list of films and everything there. So let's do our trivia. So how many tickets, Leslie, are we giving away, first of all?
Let's give away 10.
We're going to give away 10 tickets. So I'd say, should we say the first 5 people, they get 2 each, they can bring a date? Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to post these questions to our Facebook page. All right. You've got to go there. You've got to answer the questions. I'm going to be sitting at home monitoring the Facebook page. So whoever, Leslie's going to have to give me the answers to the questions. And whoever answers first in real time will win 2 tickets. So we're going to have 5 sets of 2 tickets to the opening night, which, listen, and I wish I could, I'm not going to be here that night, so I'm gutted, but it sounds like it's going to be awesome. So here are the questions. Am I doing, well, like 5, only 5 questions then, because we're going to give away 5 sets of tickets. All right, question number 1. Who won the poster competition in 2009? All right, that's question number one. These are going to be posted on Facebook, so you're going to be able to go. And we'll just leave it open for like half an hour. So you've got to go on the Facebook page right now when the show ends, and you've got to do this because I'm not going to leave it up for 3 days so you can Google all the answers. So number one, who won the poster competition in 2009? Number two, name four different categories that films are judged in this year, 2016. Number three, name the locations that films will be screened at. If you've been listening to the show, you should be able to do that without Googling anything. Number four, who received the first Sir Sidney Poitier Career Tribute Award? And the last question, number five, name four sponsors of this year's festival. So I'm going to go through those very quickly. Once again, you've got to go to the Facebook page as soon as this show ends. So at 7:30 on Wednesday night, and I'm going to be sitting on the other end, and I'm going to be seeing who answers the questions first. Who won the poster competition in 2009? Name four different categories that films are judged in this year. Name the locations the films will be screened at. Who received the first Sidney Poitier Career Tribute Award? And name four sponsors of this year's festival. Those are the questions. When this show's over, go to the Facebook page, answer them. Whoever answers correctly first will win two tickets to go to the opening night on December the 11th. The opening night in Nassau.
No, opening night is Thursday, December 8th.
Yeah, exactly. In the New Providence opening night. So in New Providence. So that's pretty much it for tonight. So I want to thank you both for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome having you.
Pleasure to be here.
Really great to have you.
It's a pleasure presenting visual culture and screening the arts.
I'm super excited. I've been looking at my calendar during the whole show, figuring out what nights I'm free and what I can go to, because it sounds really, really fantastic. So I think, Leslie, you've done an amazing job. I think we're so lucky to have you here. And I'm really excited to see some of the talent you've brought in. Derek, it was great to meet you.
Good
and I'm really interested to see your film. So I can't see either of the nights, so we're going to have to have a little, you know, private viewing.
I'll come to your house.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
No, after the festival.
Definitely after the festival. So we've had Derek Burrows and Leslie Vanderpool. Leslie is the founder and executive director of the Bahamas International Film Festival, going into its 13th year. So go to the website, check it out, participate. We all do these things for you guys so you can enjoy our visual art and culture. So get involved, all right? You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so very much for listening, and good night.